This is the M Zone.
And welcome to the M Zone. Matt Misler, best in the Bizzler. You got Mr.
Unlimited.
Matt Lynch. And I just want to say, my butt's still on fire from that butt whooping that Michigan got last night. I'm sorry. It's got to be talked about. We talk about wins. We talk about losses. We talk about ties. We talk about everything. So we just got to get to it. You might as well take the Band-Aid off because it needs to be ripped off. So that being said, from my view, it just looked like Arizona State came out and wanted that game more. And they just took it to Michigan early, often, and more. Each and every time they had the ball and they wanted the ball, so they went and got the ball from the Michigan players. Michigan played, I don't know if they tried to play slow, but they did not play a very fast game, up-paced game. Defense was suspect. And you could see the game plan was, if you get the ball in the Hunter, he's going to have 4 to 5 guys around him, and we're just not going to let him throw it out, kick it out. He's either going to have to go up, or we're going to foul him and put him on the line. Even putting him on the line was not helpful because you got to hit free throws, not just throw them up there at the goal and hopefully and pray for them to do something. I don't think Juwan Howard had enough timeouts. A lot of people were saying, just call timeout. I don't think we had enough timeouts for that game last night. Just from taking a judging of that game, and that's not even talking about the shooting of the Wolverines. That we were a miserable shooting team last night. As Arizona State, everything they put near the rim either got tapped in or it went in. They were hitting threes, they were hitting intermediate shots, they were going to the rim, and they were getting there scot-free. So that just goes to, okay, what happened to that defense you played a night ago? What happened to that stand in front of your guy a night ago? Did you forget that that's what you need to do? And I saw Juwan trying to do as many things as he could with his rotation, trying to get guys in, get them out, trying to get some energy within this team with different combinations and different things like that. It just wasn't working last night. Look, I get it. And I don't have a lot of time to talk about it because at 3:15, I gotta get out of it. So you can go ahead, Matt.
Well, I mean, like you said, no matter what Juwan Howard tried after that whistle blew, after that tip-off went, wasn't going to work because there was clearly one team that was the aggressor on both sides of the ball and the one team that was playing on their heels. And it was from pretty much the very tip. And, you know, tip your hat to Arizona State, man. They hit some ridiculous shots. They hit some shots that are just tough, but they were being aggressive. And they kept going in, so they kept shooting them, and they kept going in. And it was very frustrating to watch as a Michigan fan, but they were clearly in a – it wasn't just Frankie Collins. Every one of their guards was aggressive right off the get-go, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. And more than anything, we have got to be strong enough, whether it's Hunter catching it in the post, that when a team is – overplaying us that aggressively, we've got a good enough athletes to get by them and get to the rim and score. And we were missing so many of those shots early that we've seen guys like Kobe Bufkin or, you know, whoever it was at the rim. Hunter missed that dunk early on. That was a play that we've seen him make time and time again. And then you saw that bleed over into the free throws. I mean, Jamie, we were like 2 of 8 or 3 of 10 to start the game before I think we hit 6 or 7 in a row. It was just a tale of, again, two teams, one that was clearly ready to play and one that wasn't. And so Juwan Howard, like I said, there's nothing that he could have done before or after that tip-off to change the way things were going. That team was just too hot and coming out playing too hard. But what you can argue is that we clearly weren't ready to play, and it seems like that might be now, out of the four games here this season, the second time, because Eastern Michigan, again, was the aggressor, and we were able to hold off that storm. But you had some guys last night that were playing at the very highest. You have guys that haven't hit a three all season, hitting four or five threes throughout the game. Your backup point guard comes out and just absolutely torches the Wolverines. So they played about the best that they could last night. I don't know if the Wolverines could have played much worse, but to me, again, it just comes down to one team was the aggressor and one team wasn't. So we can dissect what we could have done better on defense with the rotations that we could have done offensively to try and get in some sets that would have tried to use that over-aggressive defense against them. There's a lot of things that we could have tried, but what it comes down to is you just need to look yourself in the mirror, and Michigan needs to play harder on offense, on defense. You need to be ready for when the team does punch you in the mouth, which, man, there was a few times that we played great defense. They were still able to knock down either tough shots or fadeaway shots or even, you know, deep threes. They were able to knock them down, so you've got to be able to take those punches in stride and be able to answer. And last night, clearly, we were not. And so we need to – there's a lot to learn from this loss here last night, J-Mo, but I do think that the biggest thing is just we need to come out playing hard, playing our butts off both ends of the court from whistle to whistle. And so a lot of lessons learned here last night from that game against Arizona State.
Guys, we got some breaking news. This comes on the recruiting front of things. Hey, if you're a big defensive lineman fan, good news, everyone. Michigan has received commitment from four-star inside linebacker, IOL, I'm assuming that's what it means, Nathan Ifobe has officially committed to the University of Michigan.
Interior offensive line, Miz.
Offensive line.
Okay, fine. I don't know anything. I've been busy working over here. I'm sorry.
It's
anyway,
okay.
We got to call.
Okay.
Anyway,
hey.
I'm gonna go play on 94. I'm gonna go play on traffic on 94.
Okay. We got a guest on. Let's get to our guest. Let's go to Kevin Fitzsimon, who's back here in Ann Arbor, I hope, away from the vacationing, which we weren't apprised to. So, but hey, Kev, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jamie. TGIF, and wow, here it is. We're countdown to championship right now. And this past week, we had Coach Steve Klinkscale come in and speak to the U of M Club of Ann Arbor. Steve's been with us. Yeah, exactly. And he's been here now a second year, which was a coup. Speaking of recruiting, I mean, he was killing it at Kentucky as the secondary coach there for Bob Stoops, taking talent out of Michigan, actually, and, you know, molding a great secondary down there where he was also defensive pass game coordinator, as he is at Michigan. So he had a great team of players down there, one of which was teammate with Tom Brady, all-SEC player that won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks. So he talked about his team and his players that he's responsible for. You know, the tasks only get taller as we go further into the season, and we all know what's around the corner. But like all the coaches that have spoken to the U of M club, they have a single-minded focus of winning the Saturday game that's in front of them. So that is the focus of the team and hasn't wavered since week one. You know, win the championship on Saturday, and then everybody knows what's going to happen next. But he's delighted to be at Michigan. He was elevated to assistant defensive coordinator this season. Sure, it's in personal items. He actually got married during the summer. Actually had a ceremony right on the 50-yard line at Michigan Stadium right after barbecue at the Big House. You know, it was so busy, mm-hmm. He had to find time. And So he's delighted to be here. He's very happy here. And, you know, having coached in the SEC, having coached in other spots, he says Michigan's like no other, just in terms of their approach with the players, their approach with recruiting. And he likes the talent that we have. He likes the attitude that he sees in our players, and is excited for the challenge for tomorrow. We also had John Falk speak to the club last week. And John, you know, Jamie, he is a treasure trove of history at Michigan. Of course, coming to Ann Arbor with Bo Schembechler back in 1969. You know, we had Fred Jackson speak to our club earlier this year, who worked with five head coaches at Michigan. John Falk exceeds that. I mean, in fact, John Falk still comes into the football building once a week and spends time. He's an emeritus as far as his old role as equipment manager, but he spends time with Jim Harbaugh every week and has the respect of everybody through there, as I'm sure you know personally from you know, working with and having John, you know, serve the team when you were there, Jamie. So he, again, just let it loose, and normally our luncheons will wrap up. I mean, the football coach speaks about 11:15-ish, and our second speaker will usually wrap up at 12:15. John was regaling stories up until 1 o'clock. So folks who wanted to stay, you know,
that's
they
awesome.
Were able to hear. It was. It truly was. So we're very
and
grateful for that.
He's only got about a million more that he could have gone through, too.
Oh, exactly. You know that. So, yeah, everybody who's been around John just loves him and knows what a treasure he is for Michigan football, what a story it is for Michigan football as well. So this coming week, we'll have football. We haven't received word, but you know it'll be football. It'll be all football on Monday, even though we will have a secondary speaker, Cassie Churnside, who is the women's water polo coach, speak. But the focus will shift, I'm sure, as soon as the game ends with laser attention to what's down the road for next Saturday. So I would encourage your listeners, again, to come out to Weber's Inn at 11:15 because it's going to be media mayhem for this next week with all the stories, all the back and forth. And if you want to hear it directly from our football coach, come in and hear firsthand what's going to happen and how we're going to prepare to defend our Big Ten title and once again dominate those Buckeyes in the trenches for a back-to-back Big Ten championship. I mean, that's what everybody wants. That's what everybody's waiting for. And we invite your listeners to come to Weber's Inn to not only hear the coaches, but to have a delicious lunch. And you have the opportunity to just come and listen to the coaches without having lunch, but why wouldn't you have a great lunch at Weber's too? But that opportunity exists for all people that come. We also have the addition of an annual holiday marketplace that we hold each year that has vendors that has traditional Michigan items, jewelry, crafts, things that, you know, are really unique, a lot of it handmade. And it's a great opportunity if you want to do some Christmas shopping for your special someone. Come down there. I know I've done it. I've adorned my wife with some of my favorite jewelry from this Christmas market. That'll open up early. That'll be open as soon as 10 o'clock. So you get a chance to do two things. Get all pumped up for the Michigan-Ohio State game, as well as maybe get a few things off your Christmas list taken care of. So that all happens down in Weber's, the outside of the ballroom. I do want to give a kind of a pump up for the following week, because the week after next, we were going to have Brandon Nerato, Michigan's ice hockey coach, speak to our club. So that'll be not this Monday, but the following Monday. So it's a great time to join the club. You know, as we wind down football, you know, we'll be shifting over to basketball and hockey, and Brandon will tell us about, and boy, what a tough card yesterday with a 2-3 game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers to have so many players out sick. I mean, they even had to dress their third string goalie and have him, you know, dress and skate up front. In fact, he even saw the ice for a brief time yesterday. And, you know, of course, we wish nothing but the best for their recovery for our hockey athletes. One particular that was in ICU last check, but, you know, hockey is still an incredible sport for and a lot of loyal followers. So people that are Deakers, people that are, you know, which is the club, the booster club for the hockey program, as well as hockey fans, don't want to miss out when Brandon addresses the U of M Club of Ann Arbor for the first time next Monday. And hopefully we'll be all toasting a great big Maize and Blue Michigan victory over those dreaded Buckeyes. But until then, come this Monday for the marketplace. Come this Monday to hear about preparations for this week, because there's no pussyfooting around. It's all going to be Ohio State next week. So we really invite your listeners to come and join us. Just $60 to join for the year, and that's going to be good through basketball season. The money is gone to worthy causes to support the University of Michigan Athletic Department, and that goes towards specifically football scholarships. We have an endowed football scholarship that we annually provide giving for, and then also for men's basketball and for women's soccer. So we also provide scholarships to worthy Washtenaw County students on the basis of merit and need. So that's where your $60 goes towards, but it's just a wonderful place to gather with like-minded Michigan fans. It's so unique. There's not another club anywhere that gives you access to the athletic department and gives you, the members, an opportunity to come in, raise your hand, and ask a question directly to a coach. And without media present, you can get an answer that's unfiltered. We respectfully ask that whatever is said in that room stays in that room, especially on a week like Ohio State. So you want to hear what's happening, what the thought process is, the preparation for this big game. This is the week to come into Weber's, and you can still join. We'd love to see you, your listeners, come and turn out. They have already, and it's been wonderful that they've been propagating, inviting their friends, because they've had a wonderful time. So please, if you're considering the U of M Club, you've been hearing these spots on Fridays, come out this week and get a little shopping in, too, while you're at it. But, boy, I'm just licking my chops. I mean, it's November football tomorrow. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be tough. But, you know, we're built that way. We're built for this kind of football. And Monday it's going to be laser focus all about Ohio State. So, Jamie, I appreciate again and Matt and Miz giving us time to talk about it. Just can't be more pumped up for these next two games.
Well, Kevin, we really appreciate you coming on and, you know, giving us a little pregame that you give us. And, so for an Ohio State game, I haven't had a chance to be at those luncheons. For an Ohio State game, do you guys, like, get a little decoration, kind of, you know, you get into – is it more intense? That's what I'm saying. Do you guys get into the questions? You want to dig deep to find out where that coach's head is, right?
You can cut the air with a knife. It's definitely intense for Ohio State week. It's going to be a week like no other, and it's a good week to jump in. If people are interested in joining the club, here we are. I mean, what is this, the third time we've been 10-0 at this point in the season? It's really a special season. And, you know, with the recruiting announcements that just preceded my coming on, you know, I think they really have it rolling. I mean, Coach Harbaugh, when he spoke to our club earlier this fall at the kickoff luncheon, you know, he talked about David Ojabo, nobody hearing about him last year when he spoke to the club about it. And he says, you're going to hear from others like that. And he talked about Mike Morris, and Mozzie Smith and people that just have had phenomenal seasons. And we've got the kind of culture and we've got the kind of team that and the recruits that come in. I think this coaching staff knows the talent that can succeed at Michigan, and the evidence has been on the field, you know, another undefeated season. And I feel so good that with this young staff and hearing them firsthand and the passion that they have, and the belief that they have in Michigan and all it stands for, that, you know, this is going to continue, especially with Coach Harbaugh staying on, you know, making a long-term commitment to U of M. You know, I think it's a beautiful time for people to come in and be a part of the UVM Club of Ann Arbor because football is in a great spot right now.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you next week. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Okay, Jamie, appreciate it. Stay warm and go blue.
That's Kevin Fitzsimon from the U of M Club of Ann Arbor. Hey, I'm telling you, this is the week to go. If you haven't been and you've been thinking about it, this is the week to go. I guarantee you, you want to go this week and you want to see this because you want to hear what these coaches have to say.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. We need to go to a break. We'll be right back. We got the Angel of the Big House, Angelique Chingalis from the Detroit News, coming right up. You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.